The space of curiosity, awakening inner wonder, a storytelling meditation through the night sky. The night had arrived without noise, soft, weightless, endless, a stretch of deep blue folding itself into infinity. You walk barefoot to an open field, where the earth feels cool and grounding beneath your feet. Above you, the sky breathes, not as emptiness, but as a quiet invitation. You lie down on the grass and the world opens. There are no walls here, no expectations, no noise, only you and the unending ceiling of stars. Each one blinks at a different rhythm, like thoughts arriving and fading in the mind's own galaxy. You take a slow breath in. It feels like as if you are inhaling starlight, something ancient yet alive in this very moment. As you exhale, the air carries away the weight of all that you thought you needed to know. Curiosity begins with not knowing, with the courage to simply look up and wonder. For a long time, you just stay there, listening. The night hums softly. A cricket sings its part in the orchestra of stillness. The air tastes of cool mystery. You sense how vast everything is and how you too belong to this vastness. When was the last time you allowed yourself to not understand? To marvel, not measure. To ask questions, not for answers, but for aliveness. The sky doesn't hurry to explain its stars, yet every gaze upon it makes life feel new again. A small star catches your attention. Its light trembles a little, like your first breath after awe. You remember what it was like to be a child, to ask why the wind moved, how rain knew when to fall, where colors come from. That wonder hasn't died. It only waits to be remembered. Curiosity is not about offering knowledge. It's about touching the unknown with gentle hands. It's the spirit of the explorer inside you, still wide-eyed beneath the layers of routine and certainty. It's that subtle voice that asks, what else could this be? What if there is more than what I see? You close your eyes. The darkness behind your eyelids feels like space itself. And you realize, curiosity begins not by looking outward, but inward. You become aware of your own inner sky, the thoughts drifting like constellations, the feelings pulsing like distant suns. Some of these inner stars are bright with clarity. Others are still being born. Hidden behind the nebulas of confusion and change. But every one of them has its purpose. You are a galaxy of becoming. Breathe in and feel the expansion. Your chest rises like the horizon meeting dawn. Breathe out and release your need to define. In this moment, there is only space. Space to wonder. Space to be. Now imagine that a shooting star crossing the sky. For a second, it lights up everything around you. You don't chase it. You don't ask where it goes. You simply watch, knowing that same beauty is meant to be witnessed, not held. Curiosity lives in that moment, in wonder without possession, in joy without conclusion. You begin to notice how the stars form patterns, the old constellations that humans named long ago. Each story they told was born from wonder. They looked at the same sky and saw gods, animals, lovers, maps of destiny. Their curiosity turned the infinite into meaning. And you too can shape meaning, not by controlling life, but by looking at it with fresh eyes. When you stop asking what is right and start asking what is real, you enter the space of true curiosity. It is the birthplace of creativity, compassion, and change. A soft breeze moves across the field. It carries the scent of earth, the faint rustle of distant trees, and something invisible, a promise. Every breath now feels like a question being asked by the universe itself. What else within you wants to be discovered? You smile in the dark. You don't have to know. You only have to keep asking. Curiosity isn't a tool, it's a way of living. A willingness to meet life again and again, as if it's the first time you have opened the eyes. You turn your gaze once more to the sky. The stars are brighter now, or perhaps your seeing has deepened. You realize that curiosity isn't about seeking the extraordinary. It's about seeing the ordinary as extraordinary. The grass beneath you, the sound of your own breath, the quiet between thoughts, all of it alive, all of it miraculous. In the space of curiosity, you do not need to fix or achieve. You only need to witness, to let each moment unfold like a question answered by stillness. Breathe in softly. Feel your ribs expand like wings. Breathe out gently. Let wonder rest in your heart. You whisper to yourself, "I do not need to know everything. I only need to stay open." The stars seem to shimmer in agreement. It's as if the sky itself bows gently to the recognition. You are both the question and the answer, both the observer and the infinite field being observed. And when you rise from the grass, your steps feel lighter, the world more alive, every sound, every light every face a doorway to something waiting to be understood. Curiosity has reawakened, not as a hunger, but as a reverence, not to conquer, but to connect. And in that connection, you find yourself breathing easier because the space within you has grown. You walk back towards your world, carrying the night inside your chest. Its calm, its mystery, its boundless invitation. And as you take one final breath beneath that infinite sky, you whisper, "Let me never stop wondering."